News. Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In game two of the Stanley Cup Final, the Hurricanes and the Golden Knights went down to the wire and then some.
Along the right wing boards, back up top, it's Gostisbehere. Send it across, game over! Seth Jarvis wins it in overtime!
Maybe the most famous one-timer in Hurricanes history.
Final score was 4-3. You heard it on the Hurricanes radio network. The series is tied at one apiece, and game three will be on Saturday. In baseball, Yankees star Aaron Judge has been diagnosed with a stress fracture on his rib. He will be sidelined indefinitely, but will undergo more imaging tests in 4 to 6 weeks. The Yankees don't expect the injury to be season ending. Best case scenario is that he returns sometime in August. Ketel Marte, though, walked it off for the Diamondbacks to defeat the Dodgers in Arizona 3-2.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites: grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, men's and women's Wrangler Western shirts 20% off, 15% off Wolverine work boots, and at D&J you'll find sleeping bags, tents, camp stoves, backpacking equipment, and more. And right now, the original Levi 501 jeans at the amazing price of just $54.95. And of course, special orders are welcome, and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, June 5th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Atascadero reminds residents of new fireworks ordinance. Fresno man calls Paso Robles business owner the N-word during filmed altercation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 64 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. As the 4th of July approaches, the city of Atascadero is reminding residents of a new ordinance adopted to address the use of illegal fireworks. Illegal fireworks continue to remain prohibited throughout the city, but the new ordinance creates a social host accountability program. Administrative penalties will be placed on property owners, tenants, and hosts who permit illegal firework activities on a property under their possession or control. The ordinance applies regardless of whether the responsible person personally ignites the fireworks. The city of Atascadero encourages residents to plan ahead for holiday celebrations and avoid purchasing, possessing, or using illegal fireworks. Paso Fire and Emergency Services will be conducting several small training burns on Tuesday, June 9th. The burns will be held near the Paso Robles Airport in conjunction with the San Luis Obispo Fire Investigation Strike Team. Members of the public may see light smoke in the area during training. The training operations will not affect the airport, air traffic, or public access to airport facilities. Fresno man calls Paso Robles business owner the N-word during filmed altercation. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Ernest Hall, the owner of Dubs Green Garden in Paso Robles, posted a video on social media of a confrontation of his business. Dubs Green Hall is a cannabis business operating in the city of Paso Robles, relegated to only delivering medicinal cannabis currently. In the video, Ernest Hall and the man, later identified as Luke Fisher of Fresno, are swearing and yelling at one another. Fisher backs away during the confrontation and calls Hall the N-word twice. Hall's video on Facebook currently has over 150,000 views, with the caption, quote, "After being informed that we are a delivery-only service, he was asked to leave and chose to make a scene. I'm used to being called the N-word, but there is no racism here in Paso Robles. I bet you it's just another undercover Paso PD. Both parties have filed complaints with the Paso Robles Police Department against one another." The County Clerk Recorder released an update to San Luis Obispo County election results yesterday afternoon, as well as an unprocessed ballot report. For the District 2 supervisor race, James D'Antona has jumped ahead of Michael Aaron Woody with 51-49% of votes. 210 votes separate the two candidates. Jimmy Paulding continues to lead in the District 4 race with 54% of votes to Adam Verdin's 46%. Elena Cano's lead in the Clerk Recorder's race is with 63% of votes. A total of about 45,000 ballots have been processed, with about 60,000 still remaining. The next vote results are expected to be released Monday, June 8th by 6 p.m. The 5th Annual Safety Fest in Paso Robles will be this Saturday, June 6th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park. This family-friendly activity will offer emergency and disaster training exercises, demonstrations, and hands-on learning activities by first responders to help residents of Paso Robles be more prepared for any potential disaster. Earthquake, fire, flood, tsunami, crime prevention, cybersecurity, motor vehicle safety, and emergency disaster prevention are all things you can prepare for at the Safety Fest. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers 3-2, the Cubs over the Athletics 7-6, the Giants beat the Brewers 12-9, the Yankees over the Guardians 2-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Angels, the Padres will go against the Mets, the Athletics will face the Astros, the Giants will go against the Cubs, and the Yankees will face the Red Sox. In California news, President Donald Trump posted on Truth Social last night accusations of that the California Democratic Party is trying to steal the gubernatorial and Los Angeles mayoral primaries. Trump cites, quote, misuse of mail-in ballots, accusing the Democratic Party of delaying the tallying of votes. He also said the votes are under investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles. Democratic Party chairperson of California, Rusty Hicks, said the claims were baseless. A California man was arrested for bringing an explosive device to an airport in Sacramento. 49-year-old Kamani Jones had an explosive device, a torch lighter, knife, zip ties, and other items found at a security checkpoint over the weekend. The man appeared in federal court on Wednesday, charged with unlawful possession of explosive material in an airport. The complaint also alleges he made rambling calls to the FBI months before to report he was being threatened and intimidated. Counting for the gubernatorial and LA mayor race continues. For governor, Steve Hilton is ahead with 27% of the votes, and Javier Becerra has 26%. In the LA mayoral race, Karen Bass remains ahead with 35% of the votes. Spencer Pratt and Nithya Raman are still behind with 29% and 23% of the votes, respectively. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
Cover crops have many benefits, opening up soils and providing a little more forage for bees and insects, even beneficial insects. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Raymond Morales is a UCANR farm advisor specializing in almonds in Tulare County.
Correct, yeah. The more cover crops you have out there, the more plant diversity, if you will, that you have out there, creating new roots, creating, binding up the soil and helping it improve, will just help you out in the long run with holding on to water and those nutrients.
And having all that plant life out in the middles provides a lot of forage material for insects and even harbors some beneficial insects to keep the bad pest away.
Correct. I mean, from entomology standpoint, more plants out there, you have more biodiversity of both plants and as well as the insects that you have out there, both beneficial and sometimes your pests as well. So that's something just to kind of keep in mind, especially when selecting maybe some of these cover crops, is to have something that's out there that holds on to the six spotted thrip or maybe some of the parasitoids that help manage some of your stink bug species out there as well. So again, just adds a tons of benefits out there, especially when you consider a cover crop and more plant diversity.
That's farm advisor Raymond Morales.
Enhance tree fruit quality and your marketable yield with the best protection under the sun. Easy to tank mix, foliar applied Parka from Cultiva is proven to improve tree fruit cuticle health before sun, rain, insects, and other natural stressors cost you yield loss. Make the most of your season with easy, efficient, season-long protection. Put Parka on it. Ask your retailer or Cultiva representative about Parka today. Visit Cultiva.com for more information.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening June 16th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. After years of rising labor costs, some farmers have seen relief during the past several months, with those who hire foreign guest workers benefiting from a Trump administration rule implemented last October. The new rule changed how the H-2A program's minimum wage, called the adverse effect wage rate, is calculated, effectively lowering it in California from $19.97 to the state minimum wage of $16.90. About 70% of H-2A employers in California adjusted pay to match the new minimum in the first 6 months after the rule was implemented, according to research by Zachariah Rutledge, assistant professor and extension specialist at Michigan State University. Meanwhile, the rule faces multiple challenges in California, including a lawsuit filed in December by the United Farm Workers and a proposed state law that would establish a minimum wage for $19.75 for agricultural guest workers and local employees hired by the same farms. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner, breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s, west winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows right around 50, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s, west winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday through Friday next week. Low 80s Sunday, upper 70s on Monday, low 80s on Tuesday, upper 80s Wednesday, low 90s on Thursday, 88 a week from today. Currently, it is 65 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The May employment report was stronger than expected. 172,000 new jobs were created. It's encouraging news for the economy, but interest rates have moved higher. Yields on U.S. Treasuries rose, and there's anticipation the Federal Reserve will not be cutting interest rates in the near future. The sell-off in chip makers continues today, dragging down the NASDAQ. Bitcoin's price has slipped below $61,000 this morning. J.P. Morgan Chase, Citi, and other big banks are planning a new tokenized deposit system, their answer to crypto. It's expected to help banks compete with stablecoins and crypto firms. There are upbeat comments today about Viking, the cruise company, from analysts at Melius Research, who cite the resilience of its demand. Though Viking shares today are narrowly lower. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-3000. 2000. The Astraer Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia, and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Astraer Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Darsha and Kenny will be in with Open Mic Friday Sound Off. Enjoy that. Tomorrow morning at 6:05, it's Pure Country. Then Diane will be in, wheeling and dealing on the country store for a couple of hours. Jimmy's in, taking care of your vehicles. Then we'll jump to Jukebox Saturday night. In the spotlight with Mr. Brill will be Dion DiMucci and the Belmonts. Dion and the Belmonts, all right here on The Right Choice.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. June 3rd, 1898 brought to an end one of the most dramatic good guy, bad guy chases of the Arizona Territory. The details are coming right up. For almost a year and a half, the citizens of Arizona were mesmerized with the ongoing story of a cowboy named Fleming Parker. It started out in early 1897 when Fleming and some other men decided to rob a train. Unfortunately, one of their number was killed and they left empty-handed. In no time, a posse led by Sheriff George Ruffner was in pursuit. After 8 days, Fleming Parker was captured, but he escaped, only to be caught again. Finally locked up in the Prescott Jail, it was just a matter of a trial and then a long term in prison. But Parker didn't give up that easily. He broke out of jail again. In the process, he killed an assistant district attorney. Immediately, Parker was declared one of the most foul murderers that has ever blotted the pages of the history of the territory. Again, Sheriff Ruffner took after Parker, who incidentally used the sheriff's horse for his escape. For weeks, Parker evaded Sheriff Ruffner using tricks like nailing the horse's shoes on backward and spreading pepper to get the bloodhounds off his trail. Then, quite by accident, the posse stumbled across Parker's camp and took him without incident. Now the devil incarnate, Parker was quickly tried and convicted to hang. After a year of appeals, on June 3, 1898, he was transported from the environment of this earth into the great unknown beyond. Although a robber and killer, Fleming Parker was probably just a cowboy who fell in with the wrong people and tried to cut corners. But nevertheless, his fate was that of the most hardened criminal. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South counties. Call 805-460-0650. The city of Atascadero reminds residents of a new ordinance adopted to address the use of illegal fireworks as the 4th of July approaches. Illegal fireworks continue to remain prohibited. The new ordinance creates a social host accountability program placed on property owners, tenants, and hosts who permit illegal firework activities on a property under their possession or control. Ernest Hall, the owner of Dubs Green Garden in Paso Robles, posted a video on social media of a confrontation at his business. In the video, Hall and the man, later identified as Luke Fisher of Fresno, are swearing and yelling at one another. Fisher then backs away and calls Hall the N-word twice before leaving. The video posted by Hall on Facebook has over 150,000 views. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 66 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Blood jobs report from May, twice as much hiring than expected.
The unemployment rate remaining the same here, but this huge jobs numbers will mean the Federal Reserve will look at this and possibly pause interest rates for the foreseeable future because you have strong job growth.
That's Fox Business' Edward Lawrence at the White House. National Economic Director Kevin Hassett earlier on Fox's America's Newsroom.
Right now, Wall Street just doesn't understand that the Trump economy is really creating an economic golden age.
The government reports 172,000 jobs created in May. Senators working to the early morning hours. Republicans saying yes to $70 billion for immigration enforcement funding, ICE and CBP for 3 years, but they did not extend the nation's spy powers under FISA. America's listening to Fox News.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around.
breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch a Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch a Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch a Paso.
Do you use propane? At Delta Liquid Energy, you can pre-buy your winter propane gallons to lock in your price. Fuel prices fluctuate, so with Delta Liquid Energy, you can take advantage of potential pre-buy savings. To learn more, contact Delta Liquid Energy before June 30th. Family-owned and operated, call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online to deltaliquidenergy.com.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
Weather. Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. All right, lots of sunshine today and highs expected in the upper 80s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. Mostly sunny, will cool down a little bit to the low 80s on your Saturday and Sunday. Monday, upper 70s, upper 70s Tuesday, Wednesday, upper 80s. And the same, well, no, next Thursday, upper 80s and upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 548 a.m., 816 p.m. We are at 65 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trinzic Series windows and those gorgeous doors. Okay, as I mentioned, it's Open Mic Friday. Darsha and Kenny, Kenny and Darsha, they will be in this afternoon. So enjoy that. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL, as we are on the backstretch and headed for home.
Just ask your heart who dreams about you. Just ask your heart who's faithful and true. Someone who cares and won't make you blue. Just ask your heart who loves only you. Then you will find your true love will be someone who cares for you and wants to make you happy.
The Morning Exchange.
Whatever may be on your minds, boys and girls, let's see here. I've got things, a couple of them. Good morning. I listen in the morning through the internet. I'm not the only one having a continuing disconnect problem. I don't know about that. There may have been because I've been every break that we have during the particularly this morning, not every morning. I go out to the middle room here and listen, and we're on. The stream is on, so I might not be able to notice at the certain times, but I just did a restart on it as well, a real quick restart on it, and that seems to be just fine. We have the monitors for both the internet and, well, the stream, and then the FM station out in the middle room, so constantly listening for that. Okay, so good luck. Let's see here. Parking. Kevin, they use both lots to park. Yes, Brett lets them use his lots. The corner lot at Union and 46 where they tore down the old house, that is city property.
We barbecue at the Paso Robles Sports Club on the 4th, then watch the fireworks show. It is great. The roundabout works great. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And more roundabouts to come, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. This is Randall. I just wanted to do a quick reminder that our Tea Party meeting is this coming Monday. We changed it because of the election to this coming Monday, and we've got some. We're going to have some great topics, stuff that you guys have been talking about all week. We got Greg Graywall, Kenny Enney, Darcia Stebbins, and Jen Greninger as guests. And then our main guest is going to be Dora Carey. She's a local businesswoman that was born and raised in Romania. So she's going to give a presentation on living behind the Iron Curtain and what socialism really is like and the myths and all that thing. So
anybody that hasn't heard Darcia, because she's been on the station a couple of times, her story is absolutely amazing. And also, Randall, her story should be told in schools.
You're talking about Dora, right?
Yeah.
You said Darcia by mistake.
Dora. No, the heck with Darcia.
No, we love Darcia, but Dora is so interesting. Yes.
No, because she is a reminder of living history, of where she came from and the stories that she has. She should be in schools telling kids about what socialism really is.
And she's willing. I mean, she reached out to us and said, you know, whenever you have time, I would like to tell my story. And I'm looking so forward to it. I think, you know, I've spoken to other people that have heard her, and they say that it's compelling. I mean, the truth about what it's really like to live under communism and socialism. And that's where we're headed in this country. And, you know, Kevin, I really thank you, because you're one of the biggest blocks and one of the biggest defenders that we have in this county against it, but it's marching on. I mean, people are letting it happen, and they need to put their foot down and say no more. We're not going to allow all this stuff.
You know, Randall, it's again, I've tried to point it out, because some people think, well, it's the younger generation, and I don't necessarily think it should be just blamed on the younger generation. We have people in their 50s and 60s that think this is okay to have their hands out. And they're passing this along, so it's not just the younger generation per se in our school system, which of course does, but many people that they have led us to this, or are trying to lead us to this, more socialism forth.
No, I agree with you 100%. I read an article not long ago, a couple days, maybe a week or so ago, about how our forefathers, our parents and our grandparents, they gave us this unbelievably wonderful country. I mean, we have got so many advantages here in the United States that you don't see anywhere else in the world. People are just scrambling, wanting to live here, and we're squandering it. I mean, we have been given this huge gift by our parents. I mean, my father fought in the Korean War. I have other grandfathers and uncles and stuff that also did in World War II. And these people fought hard to keep this country so that we could have our freedoms. And people are just squandering it. And it's really, you're right, it's our generation. We're screwing up. We are, because people aren't standing up. We're not teaching our kids. We're not telling them when they're wrong. And that's basically what's going on. You know, the young people are saying, "Oh, it's just the social changes that are happening in our society." No, they're not. They're not. This is being forced on us. The schools. I mean, look at this yearbook thing. I mean, could you even imagine you growing up in your high school having something like that, where you say, you know, "F ICE"? This is ridiculous. It's unbelievable.
Well, also, one of the pictures in there was F. MAGA, too. And the question that keeps coming up is not that history shouldn't be recorded for these kids, but why the decision to let that language? They could have done it in a different way. But, you know, social changes happen. you know, through history, you know, whether it was rock and roll music, even so-called the jazz going back, there's always social change and unrest, and generations that are older think it's the end of the world. However, in many of those instances, people were able to maintain and understand the importance of democracy. And also, when you go back generations, Randall, we were taught civics in school, and we were taught more about American history and the values of our country. And, you know, we also had people that, you know, when they came into this country, they assimilated. Now we allow them or kind of train them, hey, you don't have to assimilate anymore. We'll print things in right. different languages. We'll have translators for you and so forth. And when you do all these things, not all, but many of these groups just turn around, give you the finger and say, I want more.
You're 100% right. I attended yesterday that my granddaughter graduated Flamson Middle School, and every word that was said in English had to be translated to Spanish. And I'm sitting there, and my heritage is Spanish. My mother was Mexican. I mean, but you look at this, and you're sitting there shaking your head saying, this is America. The English is our language. Why are we changing and making sure that we're covering a completely different set of values? And these people came to our country, and you're right, they came here for a better life. And part of that better life is they need to assimilate. They need to become Americans. They're not Mexicans anymore. They're not Guatemalans. They're not, from other countries. They are Americans. And, it just troubles me when I see that. And it's mostly in the schools. And Kenny Enney has his work cut out for him. He's one of my heroes. Unbelievable. Actually, everybody that we're going to have at this Tea Party meeting, these people are my heroes. So I'm just hoping everybody can show up, and Greg Raywall will be there, and he's going to basically give us some marching orders saying we need to do this to make, to stop these water pirates, because they're going to take over our county. I mean, they're relentless.
Yes, they are. And again, we just fall asleep too much.
Yep.
Okay. Well, all right.
Thank you. Thanks for everything you do, Kevin. And, I know you hear it a lot, but, you are one of our main defenses against socialism and communism in this county. So thank you so much for what you do.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye. All right. Let's see here. A couple of things on the email. So, yes, Kevin, just heard you. You got a text to continuing disconnect, just letting you know I've had the same issue on both phone and laptop, trying to listen online I normally do, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. He already did. It's coming up, Randall. It was this Monday. It's been changed. It's this coming Monday at the headquarters here in Atascadero. Let's see here. On the text, I'm curious if the Paso Robles High School has a Turning Point Christian Club, and it would be interesting to have that club and the queer club debate and exchange ideas and beliefs. Well, that would be. Yes, the stream keeps cutting. Well, it's I sent all this to my engineer, and so we shall see. But from time to time, and it happens. It may be. Chris, have you noticed anything with your computer this morning?
I have not noticed anything with the computer or internet this morning.
Okay, I noticed when I was doing my downloads for the ag reports today in farming.
It was slow?
No, they took a different route.
Okay.
And instead of being in my usual, in other words, they didn't show up full in my my download folder. But when I went into my history folder, somehow they were there. And I've never seen that. Luckily, I got them. But I just hope this isn't. Things will at least change on this end once you do the. restart, but I didn't have time to do the restart because when I saw this starting to happen, because I already had everything lined up on the computer for today, and I guess you can say I was too damn lazy to want to go back and get everything. So because I leave things, so I, you know, you can't, you know, you prep before as much as you can.
Yeah.
So anyway, oh well, it's not the end of the world, and things will correct themselves, or again, we'll just have to kick it as we do from time to time. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us this morning. Yeah, I often wanted to have, well, again, I know in some cases, that some people in this county who have had great, you know, real life stories about where they came from, particularly from countries where they lived under communism or socialism, and they have been turned down by some school districts. They were willing to give their free time to go in and talk about it. Oh, no thanks. It's too controversial. What's controversial about it? Nothing. We're talking. That's living, as I said to Randall, that's living history. You know, it's not some kids or anybody reading from a book, a story from somebody that they don't know. There's a real-life person who came to this country, who's assimilated, and who saw and lived under oppressive governments within our lifetime. Nope, too controversial. We don't want you in the school talking about it. I don't think the controversial is the reason at all. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Just thought I'd add to Randall Jordan calling in. What's been going on in this country is this move for globalism. And globalism is basically socialism with a different suit on. But what makes America the greatest country in the world is that not only do we have this constitution that we rally around, but we have 50 states, and we got 50 states that do things differently. And when you get a formula that really works, the other states adopt it. Now, California is somewhat of an exception because they have taken a lead at how to make us globalists and how to make America not so great. And I would think, when the elections come by this fall for the Congress, that they're going to say we don't want to do what California is doing. You know, he might Gavin Newsom may be popular here in California with these crazy Democrats, but I think the rest of the country doesn't feel that way about him. He's a wrecking ball, a one-man wrecking ball. He has just brought us to our knees.
Well, but, you know, there's one thing you have to keep in mind, though, regarding the rest of the country. The rest of the country is hearing what the media and how they present Newsom, and the media covers for Newsom. So, you know, you may be surprised of what his reputation out of California may not be as bad as you think because they shield him.
Well, you know, that is true. They're the lapdog of the Democrat Party. Now, there's no doubt about that. But you know what? With the internet and with the blogs and with the expanding, you know, talk shows that we have, they absolutely hate talk radio because if you got to defend your point of view, which the Democrats really can't defend their point of view, the radio is not working out for them. Unless it's an exclusive, you know, liberals or a left station, they just don't survive because they can't defend their points of view.
Well,
as they get angry, if you've ever had a conversation with a lefty, they go totally vertical, and then they're yelling and screaming at you.
Well, if you remember, Air America was a huge failure. That was the, you know, to counter so-called the Rush Limbaughs and the G. Gordon Liddys way back when, and they only lasted about a year and a half. And then also, if you remember, Dr. Dean Adele, his show, you know, they'd say he's one of the highest rated shows in the country. Well, the dirty little secret behind that was because when you had Rush Limbaugh's show, you had to take Dr. Dean Adele. So it wasn't, and so when Rush went out on his own, then you didn't have to do that anymore. And Adele's numbers went down because stations dropped him. Because he was, if you remember Dr. Dean Adele, he was very, very liberal.
Yeah, it reminds me of Hannity what's his name? You had two opposite points of view. But, you know, it reminds me of Lefty, you know. I did like hearing from Lefty because it convinced me that they just live in an alternate universe. You can't imagine some people being as crazy, misguided as they are. To believe the kind of concepts. It's like buying into socialism. The world has already demonstrated socialism really doesn't work. Socialism gradually becomes communism. And so it's a failed system. But, you know, somehow or another, the media is being able to push it forward. And it is... a lesson of basically it's failed every time, but this time, if we do it, we can make it work. No, it doesn't work. America has demonstrated to the rest of the world that what we have is probably there's no doubt, we live in the best country that has ever been. We are the strongest, the most economically powerful country in the world. You would think other countries would take notice, but there again, selfishness and greed just has a way. People in control aren't always going to put the people first. That's all there's to it.
But that's true in the United States too.
Yes, that's true, but that's only because people are naturally, you know, going to take advantage of others, and so. But with our Constitution, that kind of keeps it in check, and that's what drives the Democrats nuts. That's why they've offset the card here in California. About 40% of the state is Republican, and yet we got less.
Well, you know, I understand part of it, but, you know, and I've made this suggestion several times. You might want to read the book Extortion, because both parties, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm not saying that everybody in the parties, but if you go back just in time, both parties have helped corrupt the system for their own benefit. Not for the good of everybody, but for their own benefit. So, you know, it's not just one side. And I have a correction here. Air America was on the air for over 6 years. So not one and a half, but they were still a failure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, you really pointed out a good thought about that, you know, as far as they were forced to accommodate them because FCC rules or whatever. But and you're right about the fact that the Republican Party has been a disappointment. But what really, I told you, I was a libertarian.
All right.
And after Trump, I'm a Republican now.
Okay, sir. Well, with that, perfect, because we are out of time. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, folks. The time says we gone.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The 5th Annual Safety Fest in Paso Robles will be this Saturday, June 6th, at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park. This family-friendly event will offer training exercises, hands-on learning activities, and demonstrations for emergency and disaster preparedness.
Paso Fire and Emergency Services will be conducting several small training burns on Tuesday, June 9th, near the Paso Robles Airport, in conjunction with the San Luis Obispo Fire Investigation Strike Team. The training will not affect airport operations, air traffic, or public access to airport facilities. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 67 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it's open mic Friday. Darsha and Kenny, Kenny and Darsha, depending on who's in the pilot seat there in the room. And, of course, tomorrow morning, 6:05, Pure Country, Diane, the country store, Jimmy's in fixing cars. Gary Brill in the spotlight. We'll have Dion in the Beaumonts. Enjoy your weekend and all the festivities and funds at the zoo, at the park, and so forth and so on. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, moms and pops, small businesses. Keep the cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.